Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. God bless you. Thank you very much. Good evening. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, whatever situation, tribulations, trials, or storms that are in front of you right now. Just give it over to the Lord and let him handle it. Just leave it there and just count on the Lord to pull you out of it. All right. Have faith, y'all. All right. Let us pray. Let us humble ourselves and bow down before the Lord. And Jesus taught his disciples sitting on the side of the mountain on the hill there. And he said that, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come thanking you for a glorious day, Lord God. Breath in our bodies, opening our eyes to see your beautiful creation. Lord God, we wake up and see some of the similar scenes every morning, Father God, but different situations. Father God, we thank you for being with us, Lord God, as your Holy Spirit orders our steps and we sin sometimes. But Father God, we bow down right now and ask you to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions made before you. Lord God, we know that you are everywhere all the time with all power in your hands. Father God, we ask right now that you strengthen our faith, Father God. Help us, guide us, and lead us, Lord God. You say you will never leave nor forsake you, Father God, but we tend to leave and forsake you. And please forgive us, Lord God. Father God, watch over this podcast tonight, Father God. Bless the listeners, Father God. Bless all the homes of all the pastors and ministers and reverends, ones that are doing your work, Father God, doing your will, Lord God, being led of you, Father God. Father God, will we pray for the false prophets and the pulpit pimps and those that are lying and deceiving your word, Lord God. We pray for those too, Father God, that they will repent of their sins, Lord God. We all repent right now in the name of Jesus of whatever situation it is we need to turn from. Help us right now to turn from it in the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord God. We lift it up to you right now, Lord God. We bow down, Lord God, whatever situation it is, Lord God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God. We turn it over to you, Father God. No more stress and no more worrying, Father God. Let's let you have it. Father God, let's touch and agree in the spirit, all of your children that hear this right now. Let us touch and agree in the spirit, because where we are together as one in you, you are in the midst. And we call it so to be. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. What good came out of Nazareth? Our Savior. Our Savior, our way maker, who shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And we thank you, Father God, for giving your only begotten Son. Bless us, Lord God. Guide us and strengthen us, Father God. Watch over us and keep us as you promised, Lord God. Lord God, let us make the right choice in choosing you and keeping our eyes stayed on you and keep looking to the hills, which come in our help, because we know our help comes from you. And we thank you in advance. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, you know what time it is. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor, God. It's time to break chains. The Men of Valor signing on YAT Radio. You ready? Let's go get them, y'all.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
woo!
Yeah,
yeah. This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
mind. We too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family. Yeah. This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year. Yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body. Yeah. I'm saved and I'm proud. Yeah. I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shot the control of my spirit, soul, and body. Woo. Whatever you want, you got it. Yeah. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. Spirit. And I don't run before them just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my You better transform what's over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward. With the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates to fail. You can't prevail where God says. Nah, I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Yeah. Raise my children up in the Lord. Yeah. Love my wife like Christ, love the church to take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
Let's
over.
Let's do this
we
work.
Marching. I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You
I'm
might
a
not
see
the crown. I'm a prophet.
But I
I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
I speak the word
oh,
over
yeah.
my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
has
king.
Given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm
dominion.
A prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
Okay, y'all don't know about that.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our
yeah,
work undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey. Let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a priest.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
Nobody ain't gotta tell me.
I promise I'ma get mine. We're too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes,
sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shot the control of my spirit, soul, and body.
Woo.
Whatever you want, you got it.
Yeah.
That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude.
Fear.
And I don't run before them just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them because I'm crisis.
crisis. I belong to you, you the reason.
I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family.
I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family.
I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest.
Over your shoulders, do get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through, complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm come, it won't sway. See the certain notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail what God says.
Nah,
I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ loved the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking over.
Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see your crown.
I'm a prophet.
But I
I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
Speak the word.
Oh, yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Oh, God has given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, Dad, sir, very much. What's going on? Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. Stepping in on this Thursday, I pray all is well with you wherever you are, whenever you listen to the show, whatever time it is. God bless you. We love you. Let's get this show started. Last night, we got into a serious conversation about that faith. You know what I'm saying? About your faith, about my faith, our faith, you know, because now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. So now that you understand what faith is, where is your faith and who does it lie in? You know what I'm saying? God or mankind, where is your faith? And the thing about it is that, let me tell you something. Let me be honest with you. Let me put my disclaimer out there. This show is not meant to disrespect, tear down, to feel like we are coming at anybody. We definitely are coming at the enemy. We're coming at sin. We're coming at things that are not of God in you and in me and all of us. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So you won't feel like you left out or I'm left myself out. I want you to know that I'm included.
Amen.
In this, and all of the pastors that come in here include themselves in the equation. It's like we talking to ourselves when we talking to. When I'm talking to them. When they're talking, they talking to me. When I'm talking, I'm saying something that God is feeding in me, that's feeding to you, that's reversing back to me in my headphones. Did you get that? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I just want you to understand that all of us are included in this. Let me say this too, to my brother that is listening here, Pastor Jackson, to my sister, to Amy out there. Because I know they're listening, they're checking my voice and checking everything and making sure everything's on point. Today was just kind of a rough day, y'all. You know, just keep me lifting in prayer as well. But guess what? All is well. All is well. You know, got to give it over to the Lord and just leave it there. And you know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all for y'all's checking in on me and your constant love and support. God bless you. Real good, more abundantly. Listen. Let's move forward because I wanted to talk about something. But when we say the men of valor means courage, the man of courage.
Mm. You know
what I'm saying? And the reason why the man has courage is because he has faith. Did you get that? You got to understand why everything that goes on in your life reflects back to your faith, because your faith. Listen, did you hear what I read to you? Let me read that to you again, because maybe you didn't get it. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Assurance, you know what assurance means. You know what I'm saying? That means that it's going to happen. It's absolute. It says that it's the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So why does everything revolt back to your faith? Do you see God?
When
the last time you saw Jesus? Yahshua, the HaMashiach. When the last time you saw his daddy, Yahuwah? When? When did your eyes see them? And you say that you believe in God? See, it takes a man of valor to have this conversation with you. It takes a man of valor to bring it to the world like this. See, we come on men of valor every night, every day. We ain't here Saturday, but that's coming too. But we're here every day, giving God glory. It's not about me, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Kim, Pastor Melvin, Pastor Joseph, none of the pastors or the preachers or the evangelists that come across these airways. Because it's not. But let's get back to what I was saying. See, it takes the man of valor to bring this to you. See, when you hear us talking like this, you throw out to your people that something wrong with us, that we don't know God. You try to make what the good that God is using in us to be the bad in your people's eyesight towards us, because you are afraid to talk about it.
Amen.
Because guess what? You are bought out by the enemy for your love of money.
That's hush money.
So all I'm saying to you is that listen, let me tell you something. What you think that God is not revealing to us, God shows it to us. That's why we're able to bring it to you. Because there's nothing that we are not talking about that's not in the Word of God.
Amen.
Even the crooked men and women that sit in politics, that sit in White Houses, that sit in Congress, that sit in Senate, that sit in the mayors, governors, city councilor, commissioners, whatever seat they got. From the pulpit to the parking lot, as Pastor Jackson said. Every last one of us are covered in there as a sinner. So why do I get to talk like this? Because God made me a man of valor. He made me a man of courage. He made me a man of courage, and you know how I know it? Because it came down the bloodline through my ancestors, especially when he told them back in Deuteronomy chapter 20. He told them, he said, when you go out to war against your enemies, and he said, you see horses and chariots. See, today they ain't coming at us in horses and chariots. They coming in suits and ties. You understand what I'm saying? Priest collars, crosses around their necks. You understand? Pants hanging out their butt, nappy head look. You understand? All kind of ways. Look, listen, and I'm talking about all genres of people, all nationalities.
Amen.
But listen to me now. Listen to what he says. He says, listen, they seem to be larger than your own army, because we looking in the physical. We ain't looking in the spiritual realm of things. We see it in the physical. Oh, you ain't listening to me right now. You ain't listening to me right now. He tells him, do not be afraid of them. Because your Lord, your God, is with you. He said, did I not bring you out of the land of Egypt? Listen, this came down through my bloodline. So this affects me today. For the ones that's coming at a different way, in different attire. But he says that when you draw near to the battle, he say the priest should come forward and speak to the people and say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart be faint. The preachers come on here every day to warn you.
Glory.
To prepare you for battle. and you still don't listen because you think we crazy. But let me tell you something. He
said,
do not fear panic or be in dread of them, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight. He goes to fight with you for you against your enemies to give you the victory. And guess what? Jesus came down through the bloodline and gave me the victory. So I ain't scared of you. In the physical nor the spiritual. Especially the spiritual.
Amen.
Me not being afraid of you in the spiritual covers me in the physical.
Amen.
I'm not trying to pick a fight with nobody, man. The enemy already picked the battle. He already started the war. I didn't start it. But he's sending men of valor to go ahead to prepare the people. Understand your title. Understand the assignment that God gave you. Do what God put in you to do for his ministry. It ain't yours. If it's yours and it's got your name on it and it's all about you, you will flourish.
I'm wrong.
In a bad way. Not a good way. You do know that you can flourish in a bad way, right? Things look like it's going all good. You getting all this money. You doing all this. And it's all bad. But it's looking good in the physical, ain't it? But it ain't nothing good in the spiritual. Because God going to tell you, let me call him by Yahshua, because you don't think Jesus is God, because he is. But you're going to hear him say to you, depart from me. I never knew you.
I never
you
knew you.
You worker of iniquity. So I just pray that you are able to avoid that situation in your life. I just pray that God changes your life. I just pray that you be like the thief hanging on the cross next to Jesus, who had sense enough to know who he was. You understand? He knew who he was, and he and in so many words, he repented right before the Lord hanging there with him. So I pray that you get to take your last breath and repent. No matter when that day comes, that you'll get to reside with him. Tonight is the night the men of valor come together. You hear us all the time. But tonight is the night where we really just go in really hard, because it's all about us talking to the men. We talking to our women as well. But we have to come at the men, because in order for anything to take place properly, the men have to stand up and be men of God.
Amen.
And not just say it, but it say just not be hearers of the word, but doers. We got to start doing what is right according to the word of God, and stop being afraid, and be men of valor, men of courage that's going to stand up and sacrifice all to do the work of the law. How can we not sacrifice all? And Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, Yahshua the HaMashiach, sacrificed his whole life. Gave it up for the whole world. And there are some today that don't even respect it or acknowledge him or even receive him. But he did it. So you mean to tell me we being men and say we men of God can't come together and stand up for a people that can't fight for themselves, don't have the knowledge to fight for themselves, nor the energy, nor the spiritual lifestyle? But you say you're a man of God. You say you pastor, preacher, bishop, apostle, all of these titles. You always talking about a healing to take place, but the people don't even understand the healing because you are not teaching them about the understanding of how the healing process takes place.
Help us, Lord.
We are not taking the proper steps. We want to do it our way instead of the way God put it out there for us to do it. God didn't just put man on the earth and bring him all the way from Genesis to Revelation in a day. If that was the case, you wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be here today. That was a process. And the lineage from the beginning of time is still going on today. How you think we got here? I heard a gentleman talk about, well, how did the How did two animals on the ark make all these animals here today? Really? Really?
Really? Really?
Really?
Two of every how kind? Did you really?
How did you make your baby, Dum-Dum? I wanted to book Kazoo behind his ear. I wanted to get to, because y'all know Kazoo. For those that watch the Flintstones, I'm talking about little Kazoo that walked behind Fred and Barney and, hey, Dum-Dum.
Dum-Dum. Hey, Dum-Dum.
Dum-Dum. Hey, Dum-Dum. That's what he called him. So all I'm saying to you is that's no disrespect to you. The scripture talks about you, though, that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. He said, because you reject the knowledge. You reject the king. So everybody got to suffer because of that. Aren't you tired of suffering? Aren't you tired of your family suffering? Aren't you tired of the generational curses going on? You telling people ain't nothing going on but generational curses, but you doing nothing to help them to understand how to come out of them by telling them they got to be saved, they got to get to know Jesus. They need to know how to get to know him.
Blood.
They need to understand what the blood represents. They need to know where the blood come from.
My
how
Lord.
Did the process get there? You need to teach them. He tell us in all that getting what? Get an understanding.
Get an understanding.
Do you have an understanding of everything? Or listen, and if you don't, are you man enough to ask questions? Or you got too much pride that you don't say nothing and just continue to go on blinded? And you know what? Listen, when you go to Isaiah 42, write it down. I want you to study this later on. I want you to read the whole chapter. But when you go to Isaiah 42 and 7, you know what it says? It says to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. He says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He gave all his glory to his son, Jesus, and Jesus embedded it in us when he sent his Holy Spirit back to walk with us, to comfort us, to be with us, so we would know that he's still with us, that he said he would never leave nor forsake us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's the word of God. He promised us that. So why do we keep dropping the ball? Why do we keep neglecting our word? Why do we keep going back on what we're supposed to do? Do we not have faith to believe that he's going to do what he say he's going to do, and you say you believe in him? Oh, my God. Man, had to get that out, man, because, you know, we all going
Amen.
Through something.
Glory.
We all going through something. But listen. Do you have that blood-stained banner over you everywhere you go? Can people see it? Can people see God's glory when you walk in? Can people see that? That's something different. That's something strange about him. I don't care if they say it's strange, different, odd.
Peculiar.
Are they saying that? He's unique. But God calls you peculiar.
Jesus.
He told you who you are. So what are you worrying about mankind for? Only thing about mankind you need to be tending to is making sure that you are your brother's keeper. Making sure that iron sharpens iron, that you can sharpen up the countenance of your friends, of your family.
Come on. Come on, sir.
Not to bow down.
Jesus.
Not to give in. Be like Peter and John. You mean to tell me? And he talking to the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Listen, you mean to tell me that you want me to obey you and listen to you and give up everything and not listen to the God that created me? Are you foolish?
He hated you.
He created me. And I'm speaking for me right now. He did this. I didn't do this.
Amen.
He chose me.
Big Bang Theory, my Lord.
out of the dust of the earth, not the dirt. You teaching folks that he formed man out of clay. He didn't say that.
Dust
ain't clay. Until he make it into clay with his slobber.
Oh, that's powerful.
He had to add a mix to that.
Now go wash.
Come on now. Let's stand up and be men of valor. Let's stop putting our women on front lines. That's not where they're supposed to be. I have no problem with a woman being on the front line, but you the man. We're supposed to be protecting them.
Yeah.
Why should protecting you? The scripture says that the woman is gonna help to take care of family. She's a helpmeet, right?
Help me.
You understand when she
Amen.
When she gets married, and even if she's not married, she's gonna take care of her family. She's gonna do what she does to take
That's
care
right.
of her family. She's going to do that. But and God is going to instill in her, because she is single or by herself or whatever, instill in her the tools and everything that she needs to do the work to take care of herself and her family. But most importantly, what he instills in her, if the man is there, he could be doing everything else, but his spiritual life can be like, ugh.
Oh, she go. Man. Lord have
mercy. See, we ain't praying in our homes no more. What does this have to
My
do
Lord.
With faith? Everything. Because it says, the first word it says, now, N-O-W. That means right now, this second. Because your breath can be gone in the next five. If he can, listen, let me tell you something. If he could destroy the whole world with a twinkling of an eye, blink your eye. Blink your eye. Matter of fact, close your eyes, blink both of them at the same time and open them. And just imagine open them and you can't open them no more. Just imagine you saw the last thing and that was it. How do you feel about that?
Wow.
Have you ever thought about that? You around here doing everything else but putting God first. And the first word in that scripture is but, B-U-T. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you got going on. I don't care your situation. I don't care who said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all things will be added to you. Not your righteousness, not your so-called kingdom. His righteousness. God,
wow.
Yahuwah, Jesus. Yahshua the Hamashiach, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. That's who I'm talking about. But you say I'm the crazy one. You say Pastor Jackson the one crazy off the chain, angry. He angry. He got a problem. We mad.
Come on now.
We all turn up. We angry. We mad. We just saints with an attitude. That's all.
Saints with an attitude.
And our attitude is with the enemy. Ain't got nothing to do with you. We trying to, listen, let me tell you something. We come on here every day to try to make sure that we pray for you. We send up prayers for you, a covering for you, just in case you don't know how to do it for yourself. You got some intercessors. You got prayer warriors. You got people standing in the gap so you can cross over. You ain't even get that right there. Because, see, when you walk in and you got a gap, some going to fall in that gap right there if you don't see it. That foot gets stuck down in there. You can fall down in that hole. You can break a leg. Something could happen with that gap right there. There's a gap somewhere in your life, and you need some assistance. You may need $20. You might need a ride. Listen, there's a gap somewhere in your life.
Oh,
in the church,
like
you have
that.
A responsibility to help Preach open the blind eyes. The scriptures tell you, you are the temple of God walking around here. You the church. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility.
God is angry because we're not doing our assignment.
Amen. Amen.
For all of those that are out there doing God's work, you are dedicated and fulfilling your assignment and your responsibility to the kingdom of God. We continuously pray for you, lift you up, and we applaud you in the name of Jesus. Continue to do the work
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Glory.
But for those
Thank
who
God
are
for
playing
you.
With this thing, the ones that's playing,
coming at you.
That's playing, we praying for you, but we coming for you too. Because you carry the spirit of the enemy. You started this war when you accepted Satan as your daddy. So we're going to give you an opportunity. See, this is an opportunity. We call this breaking chains. This is a warning call, man, for you to break chains from the enemy and repent. That's our purpose. We ain't here to glorify nobody but God.
Amen.
We ain't here to do nothing but save lives. Well, all we doing is fishing, man, bringing you in out that deep water, because you panic out there in the storm. So God sent us to get you.
Amen. And he do the cleaning.
Stop trying to change people and look in the mirror and change you. Man, this is Breaking Chains. Come back. I'm going to bring my brothers on, man. We're going to get busy. And for those of you, he always hogging the mic. Hey. You know, my brothers know.
Come on.
My brothers know. See, we don't. You think that God don't tell us what you out there saying. Me and Pastor Jackson talk about it at least 2-3 times out the week.
Amen.
Because you make yourself known. You make yourself known out there. God don't lead us to, listen, the blind don't lead the blind. Not over here. We all see the light. Because we led by the light. The light always in our eyes. No matter how hard it gets, we still know who to call on. Man, I tell you. Let me tell you something, man. Hey, listen to Breaking Chains. I'm glad that you turned us on tonight, man. We're going to move forward here and get into this show. I'm going to bring my brothers on in a second. But I need you to just think about it, because faith is what you need. Faithful is our God. YET Radio, the Men of Valor. We'll be right back, man. It's time to turn it up. Break things.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Yes, he is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God. I'm reaping the harvest. Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
You know, welcome back to the show, The Men of Valor. I tell you, listen, when you hear that song right there, we so tight-necked, stiff-lipped, that, you know what I'm saying, we don't even know when the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us. You understand what I'm saying? See, you should have been running around the house listening to something like that.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because faithful is our God. God, listen, he don't never lose his faith in us, but we always lose our faith in him. You wouldn't even get that right there. See, he's always there. The opportunity is always for you to walk on in. You understand what I'm saying? Because the door is always open. You say you have, not because you don't ask. You don't spend no time with me. He say, pray without ceasing. We won't do it. There's a lot of things that we're not doing. And we got to get better, man. Let's jump into this conversation. Want to say good evening, everybody. Thanks for turning us on. Pastor Jackson, you brought up this topic, man. And you know what I'm saying? I said I wanted to continue this tonight. And, you know, when we talk about the church and the responsibility of the church, And when you know that there are people out there that are going through it, and the doors are closed, but the church is never supposed to be closed. Just because the doors of the house have been locked, the church is still going on. And here's the thing. God is doing a mighty kind of work with the church right now, and a lot of people don't understand what's going on with the church. Because they're so used to traditions and man-built up, man-made situations of the so-called church. I'll say so-called when it's man-made. How do you feel about faith in the church today? And we already put the disclaimer out there when we are not talking to the ones that are truly following after the word of God, that have the Amen. True church of Jesus the Christ inside of them, that he instilled inside of Peter, that's supposed to came down that lineage, not that other lineage. It's only a line, that one bloodline. So if you plug yourself in there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not good at DNA and all that, but and how that works. But you should know, you know, the church of Jesus Christ when you see it. Break chains on that.
You know, with your permission, I want to address something before I go to that, that what you just said. I want to address about what you said about the hogging of the mic. See, first of all, we over here at Breaking Chains understand who our pastor is. We understand what God has placed in him, but he must be obedient to God and not obedient to man. See, there we go right there. So many people are trying to be obedient to mankind instead of Godhead. Pastor Roderick Williams is obedient to Godhead with no respect of person of mankind. See, we understand the pastor. See, the thing about it is we're on this microphone, a part of this ministry to break chains, to break chains. It's not about the spotlight being shone on the individual, you know. Amen. One thing pastor allows us, when the Holy Spirit take over, he allows us to express what the Holy Spirit places in us. So we have that same respect for him. When the Holy Spirit tells him what to do, he shouldn't be concerned about what you think. And he's not concerned about what you think, how you feel, or what you say, because he's listening to his Father who art in heaven. So tend to your own business, clean up around your own house, and let Pastor Rod do what the Holy Spirit leads him to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, sir, the Holy Spirit showed me this on today. You know, you tell the word of God says that the Spirit of the Lord will not dwell in the house that is made by man's hand. You know, we as the church, when we congregate to the house that is made with man's hands, we bring the Spirit of the Lord with us. Because we are the church. We are the church, and we are filled with God's Holy Spirit. But see, a lot of people, when it comes to faith, the church, where the church is faith, the church, faith is in man.
man, that has been camouflaged, that put up a facade, that sends out illusions as if he is sent by God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we have a God that with the capital G-O-D, and we have gods with lowercase G-O-D. So what we have to understand is so many people are putting up that facade, like Pastor Rod said, and leading people astray. They're making you think, they're preaching. I mean, we can preach a perfect word. We can preach a perfect word because we're not perfect, but we can preach a perfect word. We're not perfect, but we can love with a perfect love because God is love. His word is perfect. But see, it comes to man. Mankind has put his faith in mankind. Pastor, we said something today in our conversation. Thank God for our conversations throughout the week, you know, not just on the podcast, because when we come together in our conversation, God reveals so many things to us. God gives us titles for shows. You know, it's a lot take place. You're pouring into me. Hopefully I'm pouring something into you in return. And, you know, that's a blessing. That's a blessing when you can have a relationship, a friendship, a brotherhood with your pastor. So many of these big mega preachers, you get to talk to the assistant ministers, associate ministers, or whatever they call them in the church, but you don't have access to the pastor, the so-called shepherd. But thank God for Pastor Rob, because he makes himself available to us. He's in reach. He's touchable. You know, we can go to him. We can talk to him on a personal level. And a lot of people are not afforded that in being our small church, you know. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. And so many people have placed their faith in the preacher, the pastor, or whatever the title holder of that church is, and instead of God, instead of the Holy Spirit, instead of trusting in the Holy Spirit that's within that person. But now we have to ask a question. What spirit is operating in that person? Because the Word of God lets us know that, you know, the enemy put his kingdom a little bit lower than God's kingdom to try to deceive. So don't you know the enemy has churches? The enemy has pastors. The enemy has teachers. The enemy has preachers, evangelists, apostles that are leading people astray, that are fooling people, trying to act like they've been sent by God when they've been sent on assignment by Satan to steal, kill, and destroy, to manipulate, deceive, and lead astray, you know. But so many people, because they don't study to show themselves approved unto God, they don't have that gift of discernment, don't even know what discernment means, to identify the spirits that are operating in so-called leadership. And on top of that, they're not willing, because they're afraid, they're not willing to call those things out and address those things, because he's a pastor. No one is above God. We all fall short of the glory of God, from the pulpit to the parking lot. No one is perfect save Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who was sent to save wretched men like ourselves. And the Word says, oh, wretched man that I am. You know, so, hey, it is what it is. But the thing about it is, we want to kick. We want to point the finger. You know, and when what we're talking about today, when we say mankind, I am mankind. You, Pastor Rod, are mankind. Pastor Zena, Amy, Sonia, they are mankind.
That's right.
You know,
oh,
even though they are women, they are what God has thrown all together as one. They are mankind. They are mankind. But mankind is so busy talking about other mankind, but they're not looking in the mirror to see and examine themselves, which is also mankind, because they're putting their faith in who? Mankind, themselves, their pastor, whatever the case may be, their wives, their children. That's mankind. So you can't exclude yourself, your wife, your sisters, your brother. They're all mankind.
Amen.
Where is your faith, and who's it in?
Amen.
Who is it in?
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Who is it in? God of mankind. You got to make that choice. That goes for an individual, and that goes for you, the church. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you, period. The church. That's you, mankind. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and trust in God, you understand, and led of the Holy Spirit, you the church, okay? That's the real church. You know what I'm saying? So I got to say that. Let me put that
really
in.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? All right, want to turn the mic over for Pastor Melvin has joined us. Talked to him earlier. I gave a wonderful praise report that everything's going smoothly. Painful, but smoothly with his therapy. I want to welcome to the microphone Pastor Melvin Adams down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God bless you, sir. Glad to have you on tonight. We talking about faith in the church. Break chains on it, sir.
I want to say good evening to everybody, and thank you, God, for even just thinking about me during my time over my little medical issues. They're small anyway, because my daddy's big, so this little stuff is small, you know, but it's something that I have to go through. But nevertheless, I'm studying sore right now. I found the sore to be so interesting, and when I got into it, and I listened to another minister, this thing really got so interesting to me, and then it coincided with what we are talking about, faith. And it's so much stuff. Or when I look at the thorn, the thickles, even when you're picking berries, you know how you get stuck with these little thickles and things? What happens when you get stuck? That berry, that blackberry immediately leaves your mind because that little stickle, it stuck you and pain took over. So you forgot about what your focus was. Pastor, you gave me a word, so don't get mad. You shouldn't have gave it to me. But anyway, your mind left immediately from what your focus was, and you thought about that when that thing stuck you. You see how so easily we can be deceived? That's Satan. The sore, I'm standing there now. I love that thing. The sore, he used thorns. And when I'm doing my study, even if I'm wrong, I don't mind being wrong. Correct me. The sore, the seed was God's word. The ground was my heart. Accepting that seed to see if it's going to germinate or do whatever we want to call it. In me, or is it going to grow in me? But so much stuff in the church, let's put it like this. Let's break this down. So much stuff in that building that we go to when we go to the praise the Lord, we go for one purpose. Our focus is on this one thing, but so much stuff now been commercialized in that building, it take our focus off of what we went there for. And being a musician, I would do like 3 services a Sunday. This stuff didn't mean nothing to me until I started studying it. And then it broke more so when I got on this radio broadcast. God, look at the stuff that I miss. Because I was so interested in all this other foolishness going on, the pastor's anniversary coming up, and we got to get him a better car than the other church got them. We got to get our church choir better robe than this other church. Look at all this stuff. Those are the thorns. That's the way I'm fitting. If I'm wrong, Pastor, you guys can tell me, but thorns to me take away your attention, your focus, because they hurt. Get stuck by one, and I guarantee you, whatever you think about, you're going to forget that, and you might say something you ain't got no business saying, oh, Lord, forgive me. But what I'm trying to do is just give you reality facts, simple things. God is so simplicity. He's so simple. But we allow things to come up and cause us to forget our focus. God gave everybody a measure of faith. So why did he say a measure of faith? Melvin, I chose some to believe and I chose some to be followed. I can't give you the measure of faith for a follower and I put you in a leadership position. Come on, God doesn't work like that. And I'm not going to give you a measure of faith as a follower, as a leader, and put you in a following position. No, it doesn't work like that. I need you to be out front. This is the way my dad worked. This is the way I feel like he's working in my life. So a lot of things that we will go through as leaders, what the song, what a friend we have, oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pains we bear. Look at that word, oh, what peace we often forfeit. In other words, you give up peace that you don't have to give up. Oh, what needless pains we bear. You don't have to go through these pains, son. You got away from my instruction. Whenever you do that, you're going to have problems. So a lot of the time when we go through these things, we bring them on ourselves. Like I told you before, by the time Satan gets to us, we already messed it up anyway. Satan just look at it and say, okay, let me go on about my business. He's doing just what I want him to do. Even in church, in the building, if these things are happening in this building, God gave you an option. Man, get out of there. Go somewhere where they're teaching the way you need
Amen.
To be taught.
Come out.
I don't care if my daddy was a preacher. I don't care if my daddy was a deacon. My mama was a choir member. My uncle was a musician. That don't mean nothing. Tradition and superstition have always been a problem. But black people, don't be so conservative. Like now, I love to listen to the old little girl, Pastor Will. I'm so glad I do that because those little girls or those young ladies, they're turning me on to the new generation. I can't do things that were done in the 60s and expect to do them right now. That's not going to work.
Amen.
You got to change with the time. So how do I bridge this gap between me and the old youngsters? Listen to them.
Listen to them. That's right. Amen.
That's all I do, Pastor. I just sit back there and I listen to the old little girl. I don't really want to say that much, but I'm running so much by opening this two ear and shutting that one mouth. Those little girls, they have a lot of stuff that they're going through. How can I deal with that? I don't know how to deal with it, so I just sit up and listen to them. But I hope what I said just then, going to that building, and if you're not getting in, everything is going on, but what you need to go, get out of there and go somewhere else. You have that choice. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much,
Amen.
Sir. God bless you for that. We're getting ready to go across the top of the hour. We come back. Pastor Joseph just came back on. We're going to bring him in and let him comment on that as well. When we talk about faith in the church, are we faithful enough to bring in the unsaved? You know what I'm saying? Are we faithful enough to do it as the church? You know what I'm saying? So when I ask that question, make sure that you take a look at yourself. Don't look at sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. Matter of fact, don't even look at the congregation. Don't look at the building. Don't listen. Make sure that you are straight with God, that you are proper with God, and then he'll show you everything and everybody else at proper and improper. See, that's when you start being able to try the Spirit by the Spirit. That's when you start being able to use your gifts of God, like discerning of spirits. You understand what I'm saying? Then you'll be able to start looking at the fruit of the Spirit, making sure the fruit is good. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't all spoiled and all rotten and beat all up. You know what I'm saying? So you know, because one apple can spoil the whole bunch. You know what I'm saying? One orange
Amen.
Can spoil the whole bunch. Fruit can spoil
sure,
each
man.
Other. You understand? So make sure that you know that. We coming across the top of the hour, man, and we'll be right back in a few minutes. You're tuned in. It's the Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. We on Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. God bless you. Hang on, y'all. We'll be right back. Let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like talking about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
So I work,
I spent
and
my
pray,
life
and I
struggling with doing
I
this
to get
until the Lord set me free. Instead of blessing to please these people, I'm
gonna
bless
to
please
them.
Let's get it. Hey, what's happening, homie?
Hey.
What it do, man? Don't know about you, but I'm working, trying to keep
keep pressing mine. In life, with rhymes, I fight with people pleasing. That's Christ. This time, I'm fighting to please Jesus. I'm done with it, dog. All the lying and masquerading. The fronting and the faking. I hate it. Life feels so vacant. I used to let them make it. Even if it got blatant. No matter how flagrant, I let it slide like stealing faces. But now I finally get it. So I ain't ever quitting. I can't be passive and active like players that's been injured. Far from it. I've been hurt. I've been even knocked off my feet. But I'm in Christ and I want life like it's supposed to be.
I work and I pray. And I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray. And I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
Where I ain't know who I was every day I wasted life. Working days of people pleasing, cause I wasn't chasing Christ. Worried by they, he say, she say, I repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I got it, somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing, living by a weak standard. But even Jesus received me based on my weak merit. Lies from the pen, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. Saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as losses, we press to see.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind.
See, every Christian's on the track. It's on the track. It's like a skull. Oh, we racing, never pacing. Oh, we running towards the goal. Upward.
Calling.
Falling.
Knowledge.
Nothing hollow like gelato. Rewards from God the Father. Where we should be. No matter what they say or even throw it up. Keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him. Give up everything to make it to Him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursue Him. For all my saints who know they say, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face to face.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get Him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray. I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I want to hear, homeboy. You know what I'm talking about? I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like Him. Come on.
Hey, this is Ray from Breaking Chains Youth Talk. I hope everyone is having a blessed day, evening, or morning whenever you're hearing this. And I just want to say that we will not be doing our weekly podcast this Friday, which is usually at 5 p.m., because we're all going on a spring break trip, because our spring break is this week. But we will be back with you guys next Friday at 5 p.m., as always, to break chains. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ray Bell, and they'll be back with us on next Friday. They wanted to send a message to you personally, and I wanted you to have it. So we thank them for that, man. I tell you, these young people are definitely doing a mighty, mighty work in the Lord. I am so, so glad of that. Welcome back to the show. Getting ready to make sure that we bring Pastor Joseph on and get in and break chains on this conversation that we're having tonight. We reminded you that we were going to talk about this tonight. Faith in the church, wanted to know where it stands. Is it with God or mankind? Don't want anybody wearing no gloves on this show. We come here straight, direct. We come here to attack the enemy, not anybody. We after those spirits, though. It's evil spirits, not people. The spirits make the people evil, okay? And it's up to you to choose to hold on to that spirit. You have a choice in that now, especially when you know that it's wrong and it's evil.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference if you don't know. There are a lot of people out here that are sick and don't understand what's going on.
Will.
Okay? They don't know. And you know, let's make sure that we do what our job is and keep on our assignment. We had a responsibility. You know what I'm saying? We are the fishermen. You know what I'm saying? And God does the cleaning. Absolutely. That's the way that goes. And you know, you have chose a different route to go. And it has deceived the people. Pastor Jackson, we talk about it. He's talking about it right now. And thinking that they have the power. And the problem is that they don't have the power. They flaunting their money. They act in a certain way, like they above the law. They you know what I'm saying? They going doing a whole lot of things that are not godly, that are evil and an abomination to God. And it's horrible. And the thing about it is that we as the church are responsible. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not doing God's work. We're not going fishing. You know what I'm saying? And then when we go fishing, we going out there and trying to clean them up. You right? You know what I'm saying? We doing things that are not godly, to be honest with you. Let's be honest with that. We're not being the perfect example. He told us that, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be the light of the world. We are imitating light. You know what I'm saying? We're not being the light. It's a lot of us imitating the light, holding a lamp in our hand. And you're supposed to be the light. You got it confused. So you're the light of the world because the light lives in you. And saying in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You understand what I'm saying? But when it became flesh, so guess what? When he became flesh and he had to leave here, he sent his Holy Spirit. So then you became the light of the world. Oh, man, God. You are a representative of the light of the world, okay? You are. You are not God. Stop pretending to be that. You're acting just like
Amen.
Satan. So stop doing it, all right? I want to say God bless. Good evening, Pastor Joseph. I know he's with some family right now. God bless you, sir. You stop holding these lamps in your hand. That's exactly right. And you're not holding it in your spirit where it's supposed to be. You understand? Get
Amen.
God in your life, and then your spiritual light will turn on. Oh, man. It'll be the highest beaming light in the world, man. They'll see it at the top of all
lamp
mountains.
Lighthouse.
Just like that lighthouse, leading them in from the storm, baby. Come on. Lead them in.
Amen.
Pastor Joseph, God bless you, sir. Welcome to the show. Faith in the church.
Hallelujah.
Where does it stand? With God or mankind? Let's talk about it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Definitely with God, we have to keep our faith in God. The Bible says, have faith in God. And as we continue, just have faith in God, have faith in the Word, Elohim, Trinity, Abba, our Father. You know, the flesh, it profit nothing. And so once we get born again into the Spirit, hallelujah, we have a mandate to expand the kingdom of God, you know, God's desire. And so we got to keep that faith by all means. It's a big way to cover is faith in so much things out there. You know, people, the young people, they looking at faith in technology, faith in different things, you know, faith in money, the love of money. But
yep.
I believe we just keep faith in God, make it, you know, simple and continue to boast in the Lord. Because like you were saying, we lost that dominion and that relationship in the garden. But by faith, we got to believe that we have received it. And we have it again. How y'all doing? We have it again, and continue to exercise that faith. I know one time I just moved to a whole nother state, my faith. I got one-way bus ticket and just got off the store walking, and God provided. Because I said, I seen in the Bible how God told Abraham to go to a land that he never knew of, and he went.
Mm.
So according to the Word, I stepped out on faith according to the Word. I definitely believe you got to be standing on the Word of God and acting on that. The Word of God got to be the final authority. It's got to be the total confidence in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. God That's bless
good.
You, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Amen. And give our blessings to you and your family over there, man. It's good to always spend time with family and friends. Listen, here's something. Definitely not attacking the church. I need you to understand something, though. That we as a church and brothers, let's put our stopwatches on. We get ready to go into our two-minute spin and get some things out real quick about what I'm about to bring up. So get ready. Let's prepare ourselves for it. we as a church, if here's the first one. If I'm the pastor and I'm living well, got big house, big car, big money, big suits, fancy me and white, we all sharp and everything, and you're looking at me as a member that's going through it, struggling and everything, is it a confusing scene to throw off and wonder why you could get this and you say you the pastor and I feel the same way you feel. I believe in God. I'm trusting in God and I don't have it. What am I doing wrong? We as leadership of the church, are we explaining and giving an understanding to the people and getting them to get that understanding that God commands of us in all that getting, get an understanding? Are we giving off the perfect example of that, preachers? Pastor Jackson, 2 minutes. Go.
You know, the word of God says in James 2 and 15, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, but doeth it profit. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Ye, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
That's all I got to say.
The word. You see people destitute, but the only thing, and you got money in your pocket, but the only thing you got to say to them, well, I'm going to be praying for you. God bless you. Something wrong with that, Pastor. Especially when you're a pastor in a leadership position. God bless.
Amen. All right. I'm bringing that same question to Pastor Melvin because I just need to know. Your 2 minutes is clicking in now. Break chain, sir.
Oh, I think I got the question right. But anyway, I saw I'm not waiting until the Lord bless me more. What I do now is bless others. So what I did some researching. And there's a minister in New Orleans and there's a minister here, which is my pastor. And I know these two ministers help the poor. So I'm not wanting to send my money all over everywhere because I know too many people right here been right here by me need help. So I take the funds that the Lord give me and ask him to bless me where to go through me and help others. So I take my funds because I'm doing all right financially. And I bless others by giving to the minister at the two different churches, one in New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge. That's, I know these guys are going to go help the poor. I'm talking about individual. They're going to look them in the face and help them. And I really think the Lord is really appreciative of you doing it that way. And I'm for if you want to send money overseas and all that, I'm for that too. But I know so many people, Pastor, right here personally, right down the street from me that need help. And I'm just a man that believes in charity at home. And so I'm just trying to be obedient and do what he give me and let it flow through me and flow to others. And I think we all should look at it that way. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Turning the microphone over now. Pastor Joseph, we're throwing the same thing out there to you. Break chains on it. Your 2 minutes starts now. Go for it.
Amen. I believe the body of Christ, you know, right now is just moving too slow. You know, the enemy know his time is almost up. So the devil's moving quick. He's taking people quick. He's doing a lot of stuff. So as the body of Christ, we got the soul win quick. And the reason of it is lack of communication. Because a lot of times people have assumptions and they look at us and this and that. And that's when we need to communicate something to them. Hey, we represent the kingdom of God. We need to let them know, hey, heaven is here, something. Because when people just have assumption, that breeds incorrectness. That breeds so much feelings and thinking and emotions. So we, like I said, we're breaking the chains of silence. The lack of communication got the body of Christ moving too slow. Amen.
Well, that's good, amen. There, preacher.
Breaking the chains of silence.
Breaking the chains over there, preacher. Amen. That's good right there. I like that. Moving too slow. Wow, that's good. Listen, all right, here's the next one I'm about to throw out there. Here's something else that God puts in my spirit here. We've been on all on national television We've been here. We've been there all overseas, all over our private jets, planes, and everything. Talking about it, I'm laying my hands on you. You're going to be healed in the name of Jesus. And then we lose over 600,000 people, COVID-19. Millions are sick right now. And a lot of people that you said was going to be healed right now are not here anymore.
Dead.
Still sick. Those that you said was going to be thousands in their bank account in the morning don't have lights on right now at their house, are homeless, jobless. And you told them, Ephesians 6:10, say, finally be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. And they were trying, but now they can't find you because you taught them to believe in you and not in God. You know where to be found. They don't hear your voice. They have to see pre-recordings because you told them that you were covered in the blood of Jesus and nothing was going to happen, but they don't hear or see from you anymore, and they're struggling. So as church leadership, have we deceived the people in believing in man instead of the word of God? Break chains. Pastor Jackson, your 2 minutes starts now.
You know what, Pastor, that's a powerful thing that you brought. But see, here's the problem that I have. They're making all these promises. They're doing all this proper lying, telling people just what you just said. Just exactly what you just said. Making all the promises. But the thing about it is when it doesn't take place, when it doesn't come to pass, they're not really mad at the proper liar. They're mad at God, and it's all a part of the plan of the enemy to deceive, to divide, to manipulate, and to destroy. Because they said, in the name of Jesus, God is going to do this, that, and the other thing. But when God doesn't do it, then they're mad at God. They're not looking at that false prophet, that pulpit pimp, that wolf in sheep clothing. That evangelical, that evangelist, they're not looking at him. They're looking at God. They have a problem with God instead of having a problem with mankind who deceived them, who fleeced them, who distracted them, who led them astray.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you. I knew you would like that one for sure. All right, Pastor Melvin, we coming to you, sir. Same question, and your 2 minutes starts now. Break chain.
One thing, God is not coming back here to do nothing. When Jesus said, it is finished. He was telling God, my daddy, all provision that you wanted me to make for your children has been made. So everything that we need is here. God ain't coming back here, and Jesus ain't either. Satan ain't even got time for it. We mess up so bad ourselves. They ain't put no foot on this place. It is up to us to do what needs to be done to carry on the instruction of Daddy. Provision was made. Provision was put in us. When the last time you went look, literally look for somebody to bless? I'm talking about God in your car. I'm going to go find somebody I can go bless. How often do you hear that? I'm talking about people that are financially able. When the last time you went look for somebody to bless?
My God.
Why don't you try it and see just how you feel? Thank you.
My God.
My Lord.
Boy, we breaking the chain. All right. About to turn the microphone over. Pastor Joseph, I'm coming with you with the same question, sir. Your 2 minutes starts now. Break chain.
Amen. Hallelujah. I definitely believe, you know, that continue to walk in leadership. I believe God called us all to be leaders, you know, just at the beginning. Adam and Eve, how God called them to be leaders. We're supposed to walk in that footstep, but some stuff get tainted and kind of, you know, diluted. But leadership is a challenge.
and, you know, to walk up right before God, because we don't want to give anything to God's children, just like we don't want nobody giving our children anything. So in leadership,
on,
we got to be very careful. We got to stay before God. You know, some of the most powerful leaders are not famous. You know, so leadership,
right.
You know, not just leadership, but just stand before God and just walking in the pureness of God. You know, not all about just bullying people. It's a humbling walk. It's a humbling walk, but powerful. It's practical but powerful at the same time. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
That, boy, y'all breaking them chains, but you're doing some powerful 2-minute teaching. I'm hoping that you're picking up on that now. You bringing some valid points
Lord.
In 2 minutes now. You hear what I'm saying? You breaking chains. Oh, Lord have mercy. My God. Listen. Let's move on. Let's go to the next one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, when it comes to making sure that God's children are properly educated, filled with the Holy Ghost, are we doing the proper teaching to making sure that they understand what it means, what it feels like, and how to walk in what it is that's been placed on their lives? Pastor Jackson, 2 minutes starts now. Break change.
My Lord, praise your holy name. You know, it's two sides to a coin. You got a head and you got a tail. It's two sides to a story. You got the truth and you got the lie. Just like it's two sides to the church. I mean, you got the good, you got the bad. You got the church that's out there preaching the word of God. The word of God that preached the word. Instantly, be ye instant, in season and out of season. But you also have a flip side of that. You got people that are leading people astray, feeding them malnutrition food, nutrients, and it's stunting their growth. It's stunting their growth, and it's a part of the plan. Like we said earlier, it's a part of the plan. But if you just preach the word, not your assumption, not your opinion, not your just preach the word. Preach the word, and like you were saying about going fishing. We are the fishermen, but God is going to do the cleansing. If we just plant that seed of God's word in them, but not just plant the seed and leave it alone, because once we plant the seed, want to come by Minister Joseph, Pastor Joseph, he might water the seed, but God's going to get an increase. All we got to do is plant that seed. We got to plant that seed and let God take control of his growth. Let God take control of its maturity. You know, even when we plant a seed in this young generation, we don't change the method. We just change the message. Thank you, sir.
Amen. That's good. We don't change the message. We change the method. Wow. Woo, boy, look at here. All right. Pastor Melvin, we coming to you, sir. It's time to break chains on that same question. And your 2 minutes starts right now, sir. Break chains.
Okay, I thought about what I want to say, but if you look at a person with a diet, a diet is temporary. You usually, when you reach perfection, what it is that you want, that you're looking for, normally the characteristics of a diet, we go back to what we were doing. Here is the norm. The norm is another way. Totally another way. I like to close each night with Galatians 5 and 6. I will not keep asking you guys to go to 5 and 6, and I don't do it myself. So what I do, I take inventory of myself, those 9 fruit of the Spirit. See, am I living these? Oh, I know I am, because it's the norm for me now. But for the one that's learning this, check yourself inventory each day. Somebody somewhere is going to see that apple, that orange, that tangerine, that whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you call it, as long as you get it. Somebody going to see it. Somebody going to pick it up. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That is the norm. The normal way of living. Thank you.
Amen. Boy, look at here. Ooh, all right. Pastor Joseph, turning the microphone over to you, sir, man. Same question. Your 2 minutes starts now. Break change.
Amen. Hallelujah. I love to just talk about spiritual growth is so important. You know, once we get born again, we're supposed to grow in the Word of God. We're supposed to become into the image of Christ. We're supposed to be a walking epistle filled with the Word. And I like one guy, he was telling me the best vitamin for a Christian is B1. And that's so being a real Christian. You know, the world is not ashamed of being worldly and thugging and gang and banging. So we can't be ashamed to be holy and righteous. You know, just stand up, stand for what's great and stand for what's good. But I do believe if the student is not making the right grade, it ain't really the student's fault, but the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So the teacher got to stay sharp. Iron sharp as iron. So the teacher should be able to get sharp. And also, the teacher's job is to bring the student up to their level. And, you know, but we can't remain at the level where we just know it all, but we got to continue to sharpen each other and be able to be sharpened by somebody else so we can grow together in Jesus' name.
Amen, boy. Amen. Look at that. You better yell. But y'all teaching some stuff right now. Listen, and I'm finna snatch something out of Pastor Joseph for what he just said. I'm about to pull something out of it. Because he was talking about, you know what I'm saying, the student failing, and it's on us as the leaders, right? So here's the next thing. Are we doing the right thing as the church is being like Jesus when he said that he didn't come for the saved? He come for the unsaved? So are we going out there to get the unsaved, the drug dealers, the gangsters, the pimps, the prostitutes, you know what I'm saying? Or the addicts, the alcoholics? Are we going to the unsaved? Are we doing the work of the church to bring the people in to be saved? Oh, my God. Pastor Jackson, your 2 minutes starting now. Break change. Woo.
You know, first of all, the Word of God, and I'm reminded of the scripture that says about the seven sons of Sceva, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Everybody can't go back. Everybody can't go into the hood and go fish, you know, because these spirits pick up on your, are you really sent of God, or are you just trying to perpetrate a fraud? And they identify that. You know, they identify that. And the thing about it is, Jesus said, according to the Word of God, Jesus said, everything that I do pleases the Father. So we're supposed to be walking in the light of Jesus. He's supposed to be our role model. We're supposed to be trying to live the life of Christ. You know, because I'm gonna leave it with this. I'm gonna leave it at this. You are the only Bible that some people might read. You are the only Bible that some people might read. So do everything that is pleasing unto your Father, and you can reel those fishes in. Those fish in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You said something, because they go up in them hoods and them traps, and they ain't filled with the Holy Spirit, boy. They get ate up right now.
Get ate up. Get beat out their clothes, pal.
Woo, we ain't laughing at you. We laughing at the situation, man, because you should have known better. That's what you get for playing with God. Woo, all right. Melvin, we about to turn the microphone over to you. Same question, sir. Your breaking chain starts right now. Go for it.
I like that story with Solomon. When the Lord told Saul what to do, and I don't think Saul really meant no harm, but he didn't follow my daddy's instruction. I want you to kill everything and everybody. Then come back and report to me. No, Saul want to bring this to daddy. He want to bring that to daddy. Failing to realize that my daddy, how you going to bring something to my daddy he already owned? Obedience is better than sacrifice. For me to do the will of him, I got to follow his instruction. If we as leaders will follow God's instruction, we've done our part. He's going to do the rest. Those that need to be in your path, he's going to put them there simply because of one thing. We as leaders are being obedient. I don't know what they're doing in other churches. All I can speak now, Pastor, is about me. I just want to obey him, and he's going to do the increase. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. All right. Moving on. Coming over to you, Pastor Joseph. About to turn the microphone over to you. Same question. Your 2 minutes starts now. Break chain.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know definitely when I was affiliated, some guys, they just took me by force and started jumping me and picked me up and bounced me on my head, and, you know, to get affiliated with their little clique or gang or whatever. And so they did it by force. And after that, they felt like I was ready without my consent. And so I think we got to have that same ambition, that same aggressiveness, you know, winning souls with the Great Commission. Because when guys get locked up or they do an indictment season, the first thing they say, hey, we got to recruit. We got to recruit in a certain sense, you know. So the world is recruiting. They got all those small little territories everywhere. They say you can't come in all over different cities. But I think we got to have that same aggressiveness, that same for God I live, for God I die. I say be faithful, to be faithful unto death. And I like how Stephen, he was full of the Spirit, full of wisdom, and even into death. But I believe we got to come back, and we got to continue to be even more aggressive, you know, in with wisdom to win in souls. But I don't believe we ain't out there getting a prostitute stuff like we should. But I pray we do in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Amen, man. I tell you, these 2 minute drills, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They getting the
2 minute drills.
These 2 minute drills, man, coming in hard, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you got to pound on that chain to get them loose from this situation, to get an understanding. You understand? I see Pastor Robeson is here. I want to see if he's going to come on and get in on this 2 minute drill. He hadn't been on in a while. I don't know if he's at work. Let's see if he's available. God bless you. Good evening, Pastor. We talking about, are we doing everything possible to get out here and bring the people in and be the fishers of men that God has asked us to be? We're doing a 2 minute drill. Everybody get them 2 minutes. So I know you hadn't been on in a while, sir, but God bless you. Welcome to the show, to you and your family, man. How you doing?
God bless, man. Good to be on. The question, repeat the question again. I'm sorry.
Are we, as church leaders, as the church, are we doing enough to get out here and go into areas where they're unsaved and bring them in, being fishers of men like we were commanded to be? Are we doing our job?
I think we are. I think some are. But the Bible says, the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few.
That's right.
And so, it seems as if we are outweighed by the fish that we have. And remember when Jesus was, thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember when Jesus sent out his disciples and told them, he said, hey, say, go out there and cast your net on the right side. All right. And so when they cast out on the right side and they start pulling in, they had to beg the other fishermen to come help them carry in the fish that they have caught. And so that's where we're at. We have a mighty task, but what we have to do is join together, network together,
support
each other. Hey, man, I got a big load over here. Can you help me out? What do I need to do?
My Lord.
I understand the process, but I might need some help. I think a lot of times it ain't that we don't have the help. We just don't want to ask people to help us. You might have with the podcast, you might say, hey, I can't do this by myself. And I always say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Anything big is always going to take some help, fellas. Anything big is always going to take help. So when we're working with the kingdom, we can't do it by ourselves. We need each other. One work in one field, one work in another field. We might specialize in one thing or another, but yet we got to work on this thing to pull people in. And one thing we just have to rely on, the word of God is never going to change. The word of God is going to always be powerful, sharper, and powerful like it's always been, but we have to use it and knowing that the word of God is going to work. It's going to work. It's work. And just like it worked on us, brothers, it will work on them.
Amen.
The very same thing that we have to cast out to them is the very same thing we need to cast out to them so we can bring them in. I remember this, and I'm winding up on my 1 minute. My daughter, when she went up to fishing years ago, and she went fishing up to my mother's house, and she went out there catching fish in this little pond. And I said, babe, what you fishing with? And she said, well, I got some light bread. I said, light bread? I said, no, you ain't gonna, baby, you ain't going to catch no fish with no light bread. My daughter went out there and caught a lot of fish with some light bread. And what the Holy Spirit was reminding me of, we don't always have to beat people up with the word. We just give them the word. Give them a little something. Give them a little something, and you can hook them and catch them. We trying to give them so much when we just need to give them a little light bread. And the bread is going to work. Bring them in. We just got to trust the process. So God will do his part as long as we're doing our part. And I think it's just all bringing together by networking. God bless you. That's my 2 minutes, and keep y'all.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that, man. Came right in. That's
Ripping
good.
Ripping the
man
with light bread.
Light bread. That's good. Hey, y'all, we having a powerful show tonight, man, and we thank you for being a part of it. Breaking Chains, the mighty men of valor, men of courage come together and talk to the people to break chains and loose them up from the enemy. And that's our purpose on tonight. We calling all you urban missionaries. Hey, we're going to be right back to get our final comments. And 858-357-9137, got a comment or something. Drop in on us. Hey, we'll be right back. I want to throw this at you, though. Isaiah 55:8-9, write it down. Know this now. Scripture says, for my thoughts, is God talking to you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways, says the Lord.
Amen.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Stop believing in
Amen.
Mankind and focus on the word of God. Put your faith in God, and God will direct your steps. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Not mankind, but him first. He say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things be added to you. Go to God first. Put God first in your life. We'll be right back. Breaking Chains, YET Radio. We live, y'all. Let's get it in. Breaking Chains.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news,
right?
He came walking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's biz. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me for some rhymes. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live pretty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest, or I'd be. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife.
I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Hey, you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Scott. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth will set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Because we're all going on a spring break trip, because our spring break is this week. But we will be back with you guys next Friday at 5 p.m., as always, to break chains. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, our young people will not be in tomorrow. They have the week off, so they'll be back next Friday. We didn't want to put anything on the air. We discussed it. But, you know what I'm saying, Holy Spirit say, no, that's their day. We're going to keep it to them. They have the day off, so we're going to let them enjoy the whole week. How about that? They'll be back next Friday. All right, everybody, take a couple seconds, about a minute, not two, because it's like quarter till now. Now, Overseer just joined, so we want to definitely bring him in. Definitely glad to see him about to come in and say something to us. So, everybody, give your final comment, and let's run down the list. Pastor Jackson, go ahead, sir. Kick it off. Unmute, Pastor Jackson.
I'm gonna say it plain and simple. To God be the glory. I love you all. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, sir. We love you too. All right, Reverend Melvin. I know you're still there, so we thank God that you were able to hang out with us all night tonight. God bless you, sir. Give you a good night. Final comments to everybody.
Okay, y'all, everybody know what I like to close with, Galatians 5 and 6. I'm going to give you a little point, and we're going to go with verses 16 through 26. That's 10 verses. You're going to see the word opposition, which is one against another. You're going to see twins, but they're not identical. You're going to see contrary. During these verses, you will be able to look at yourself and say, whose side am I on? Galatians 5. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. We love you, sir. Thank you very much. Galatians 5, I tell you, hey, see which side you on. God or mankind, you got to make a choice. All right, coming over to you, Pastor Joseph, sir. Thank you for being able to join us tonight, man. Give our blessings to the family over there. Final comments, sir. Come on with it.
Yes, sir. I just want to encourage people, don't let all the evilness and wickedness around us
producing us. It's trying to, you know, saying, I hear the devil knocking, but don't let him in. I think it's a song. I hear you knocking, but you can't get in. Don't let all that sin get in. And don't let it produce in us, but we're supposed to produce. We're supposed to be producers of righteousness and love and continue to bear fruits in that nature. In Jesus' name, even though it's going to be knocking, trying to get in our heart, but we're going to keep kicking it out and arresting it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, that's good, Dad. That's good, preacher. That's good. You keep knocking, but you can't come in. Oh, man, that's good. That's good. Pastor Robinson's still hanging out, so we're glad to have him here. Glad to hear your voice tonight, sir. Give you final comments to the people.
Excuse me. We're grateful once again for being on. Thank God for all the men of God, and thank God most of all for you, Pastor Rock. It is truly just an honor just to hear men wanted to spread the gospel, because that's what we need. There's a lack of, but we continue to do what God has assigned us to do, and knowing that God will get the glory. The scripture that you quoted tonight, Isaiah 55, is a great scripture. Indeed, he said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways," says the Lord. And so we have to understand that what God has intended for us to His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So how do we line up? We only line up through the word of God. And when we line up through the word of God, then we come in the will, inside of the will, and we can get in his direction of what he has and purpose and plan for us. So may God bless you and keep you. It's our prayer from the great city of Mobile, the port city of Mobile, Alabama.
Amen, 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 amen. Pastor, if you can hang on to the line for a second, like for you to pray us out tonight after we bring our overseer on, and make sure that you add his family into the prayer tonight. So we're going to bring him on. That's Pastor Kemp and his family. Brothers and sisters, we want to thank you for being able to join us. I'm going to get my final comments out of the way tonight right quick, too. Want you to always know that these last two nights we talked about your faith. We told you what faith is. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you got to have faith. But you also got to remember what Hebrews 11:6 says. It says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. We brought that up to you in the last hour, that you say that you trust God, you have faith in God, but you've never seen him. But you don't trust in his process. You don't trust in his ways, his thoughts. But you say you know him. So let's make sure that we get that proper and get a full understanding of what it is that you really want to serve and who you want to serve, all right? Our Black History honoree tonight is Gwendolyn Brooks. Gwendolyn Brooks published her first poem at the age of 13, and by the age of 16, Brooks had written and published around 75 poems. Her writing ranged from traditional sonnets to free verse compositions and book characters. Brooks' characters were frequently rooted in the inner city. The recipient of numerous awards and honors, Brooks won the 1950 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, with Annie Allen becoming the first African-American to win a Pulitzer in any category. Miss Gwendolyn Brooks, our Black History honoree. Don't forget your health tip. Do your exercise. Do your stretching. Make sure you put 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. Eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, cut back on all the fried foods, remove meat out of your diet at least once a week. Mentally and physically, we need you healthy, but most importantly, spiritually. Get into the word of God, study to show yourself approved unto God, not man, but God. You understand? Unashamed, you know what I'm saying? Rightly divided to the truth, just being focused on him, praying without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous is what? It availeth much. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Now I'm going to turn the microphone over to our overseer, who has joined us at the last minute, but we thank God that he's here. Pastor Kemp, give you a few minutes to say something before the show has to end. God bless you, sir. We're glad to hear your voice. Welcome to the show, Pastor.
Now, God bless each and every one. I'm just glad to tune in. God bless Pastor Joseph and Pastor Jackson and Pastor Adam and yourself, and that Pastor Brooks, what his name, the one that just was there. God bless all each and every one.
Yes.
God bless each and every one of you. Just thankful for to be a part of these powerful men of God that shares the word of God. And just want to say, and since you were saying faith, I remember when Doubting Thomas had came and asked Jesus, and Jesus told him put his hand in his side and things like that. But Jesus told him one thing. He said, blessed are those who do not see and believe. And that's what faith is, believing in something that you can't see. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't see a spirit. You can see apparition, but you can't see a spirit. Things in life that we really trust in are spiritual things, and we have to learn to depend on God. And so God bless each and every one of you guys, and continue to work hard for the Lord. And I know what it would say, keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back and try enough. That's an old record. I don't know if Pastor Joseph old enough to remember that, know about that. That was 69, and that takes me way back, okay? But anyway, God bless each and every one of you, and may the grace of God just be with you. Let the two twin brothers, Grace and Mercy, hang out and follow you all the days of your life. God bless you. Much love.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
God
you, sir.
Thank you, sir, and same to you. We love you much. All right, Pastor, we're going to turn the microphone over to you now, sir, so you can close us out with prayer.
Amen. So let us pray. Gracious Father and all-wise God, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for another day's journey. We thank you, God, for what our eyes have seen throughout the day. Our ears have heard, God, that some might have been good, some might have not been so good, but yet, Father, you said all things work together for our good. So, Master, we come tonight, God. We lift up your name above all things. We know that we hear this name, COVID, that's still reaping a little havoc. But yet, Father, you said, God, if I be lifted up, God, you will draw all men unto you. So, Father, tonight, God, as we lift up your name above COVID, we lift it up above cancer, we lift it up above high blood pressure, we lift it up, God, upon any financial lows that we might have found ourselves in. But in spite of it all, God, you've been with us. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, regardless of how the storms of life might take us. But, God, that you always be with us. You always be by our side. Now, Master, we're praying tonight, God. We lift up every pastor. We lift up Pastor Roger Williams, God, tonight, for his ministry, God. We ask, oh, God, that as you continue to unveil unto him the excellent ways that he is doing things, God, on the airways, even though he might not see the fruit, but the fruit is still there, God. So, Father, we pray, God, tonight, financially bless him. Father, we ask that you will bless him in his mind, mentally, and in his body. Father, I pray blessing upon those, God, tonight who are in need of trouble, who's in need of healing tonight. So, Master, I pray, God, tonight that you will lift up the pastor who's been called out tonight. You know him by his name. You know his situation. And, Father, I realize, God, that there's nothing too hard for you. And realizing, God, that you can do all things, God. And, Father, I pray, God, that in the name of Jesus tonight, God, heal like you never healed before. Save like you never saved before. Father, I declare, God, and you said in your word, God, if you heal me, I shall be healed. If you save me, we shall be saved. So, Master, tonight, God, we're asking for a special healing tonight. Move by your spirit, God. Move by your power, God. Let the enemy know that you're still in control. Show them that, God, that you're the boss, God. He's not doing anything, God, that you can't do, God. Father, we know, God, that you are still in control in spite of what we might see, in spite of what we might hear. Your word declares, God, and your word says, God, who reports shall we believe? We still believe your report. You said by your stripes we're healed, so we believe healing upon this land. Now, Master, we ask, oh, God, that you continue to bless us, bless our families, bless our friends. Father, I even ask blessing upon my enemies. And, Father, yes. Let them know, amen. God, that they can still turn their life around. Master, I thank you for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. We ask this blessing now in your sweet and the blessed name of your son, Jesus the Christ. It is in Jesus' name we say, amen, and thank
amen.
God.
Amen, amen. 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 God bless you, Pastor. Love you, brothers. Had a powerful night tonight. May you and your families be blessed, blessed more abundantly, and healing goes throughout the land like it's been prayed. We'll see you back Saturday morning, 10:15, wherever you are.
pause and pray with us in the spirit, and we'll be here Sunday evening at 5 o'clock, raising the sound with Mr. Micah Slater right here on YAT Radio. It's time to move on. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Peace and good night.
Hey, how are you now? I'm closing chapters, I'm turning pages. Glory to glory, from faith to faith. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving on. Hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare to what God will.
Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.